From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama earlier Monday commenting on the bombings in New York and New Jersey.
We're also focused on the stabbing attack at the shopping mall in Minnesota. At this point, we see no connection between that incident and what happened here in New York and New Jersey.
A man sought by police in connection with the bombings in New York and New Jersey Saturday is now in custody following a shootout with police. 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami was detained in Linden, New Jersey late Monday morning. Rahami and two police officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police are now looking to see if there are accomplices. Assistant FBI Director William Sweeney said Rahami had not been on the police's radar.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. The allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
Mayor Bill de Blasio and Rahami said Rahami is the sole person believed to be involved in the New York and New Jersey explosions. Somali community leaders in St. Cloud, Minnesota are shocked at the news that a Somali American man allegedly stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall Saturday night.
We do not at this point in time know whether the subject it was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain.
That's FBI Special Agent in Charge Rick Thornton. The man is accused of stabbing 9 people before he was shot dead by an off-duty police officer. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher on this Monday. This is VOA. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday the ceasefire in Syria is holding and some aid is getting through, but that U.S. and Russian officials are meeting to see if that can continue.
The basic ceasefire is holding but fragile, obviously. Humanitarian assistance is moving today to some 8 different locations. But we're waiting to get the full download from our team that is meeting now with the Russians in Geneva. That process is continuing, and we'll see where we are in the course of the day.
The secretary was asked to respond to reports that the Syrian military has proclaimed the ceasefire dead.
It'd be good if they didn't talk first to the press, but if they talked to the people who are actually negotiating this. And I think it's, as I said yesterday, time to end the grandstanding and time to do the real work of delivering on the humanitarian goods.
A major state hospital in Zimbabwe has suspended routine surgery after running out of painkillers, according to local media Monday. That's underscoring the country's worsening economic crisis. President Robert Mugabe's government faces a cash shortage that has fueled recent street protests and forced the Treasury to print its own U.S. dollar bond notes from next month. Harare Central Hospital, the country's second biggest, said it would focus only on emergencies, intensive care, and maternity cases. The state-run Herald newspaper quoted clinical director George Vera as saying the hospital was relying on payments made by patients as it was not receiving funds from the government. It said, quote, "Our hospital caters for the poorest of the poor, 3/4 of whom cannot afford to pay their user fees." The government revealed recently that it spends almost 97% of its revenue on salaries. Doctors attending former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres say they plan to gradually release his sedation and respiratory support. The 93-year-old Nobel laureate, whose public career spans 7 decades, is said to be showing improvement since last week's stroke, but he remains listed in critical condition. And the Warner Brothers dramatization of The Miracle on the Hudson, directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Tom Hanks, remained at number 1 in U.S. movie theaters over the weekend. That movie named Sully. Well, the horror revival Blair Witch was a distant number 2, while the comedy threequel Bridget Jones's Baby with Renee Zellweger opened at number 3. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.